This piece, I was very much inspired by way before I ever read this this mimer from the Nesiva Shalom. I was zochet to go on Matzoy Shabbos to the Rebbe of Amshinov. My family is very, very close, was previously very, very close with Amshinov. In fact, Amshinov Rebbe Zatzal, his son passed away from Corona just a few months ago, but the previous Rebbe was my Sandik and was my Rebbe as a child growing up. My cousins are married. Two of them, their children are married to the present Rebbe's sons. I think both are sons. And one of them took me to one of the tishim of the Rebbe. I don't go very often to Amshinov. It's tight, it's cramped. Definitely can't go there during Corona, that's for sure. But the Rebbe is a unique Oved Hashem. And at the tish, it was Matzoy Shabbos Parshas Toldos. First they sang Karibon, and then they sang Karibon. And as we were driving home, I asked my cousin, they sing Karibon in Amshinov during Shalosh Shudis. It's not part of our family custom. We sing Karibon on Friday night. So he said, no. He said, a few minutes before you came, the Rebbe just made Friday night Kiddush. The Rebbe just made Friday night Kiddush. It's not a legend. This is Kach Haya. So the Rebbe started, maybe we have to give a whole talk about how that works in tradition. By the way, my Rebbe was not like this. He was late. They would do things later, but not like my bris went off on time. So the Rebbe said over Matzoy Shabbos Parshas Toldos. He said this pasuk: Ve'ela Toldos Yitzchak Ben Avram Avram Hayledes Yitzchak. And the Rebbe does things with such kavana and such intensity that it takes him a minute to say each word. By the way, that's why he was up to Kariban on Matzai Shabbos, because every word for him is such an intense experience. And the way the Rebbe did it is he rocks back and forth, and then his head fall goes down, and he said Ve'eile, and then he stops for about 30 seconds and he thinks about that word, or he thinks about other things. Ve'eile told him, this went on for 10 minutes. By the way, when he got up to Yitzchak Ben Avram about 5 minutes in, so then I really began to appreciate Chazal's question, because I wanted it to be over. I wanted him to get to the next sentence. But it's now he's up to, and I know it's now he's got to do Avram Hayledes Yitzchak. So that's the Kasha. Yitzchak ben Avram, why is it? But I never appreciated the Rashi, because I always read the Rashi quickly. We went through life very, very, very quickly. Now I appreciated the Kasha. So Chazal are bothered. Eile Tolis Yitzchak ben Avram, Avram Hayledes Yitzchak. What is that repetition of Avram Holid Es Yitzchak? So if you take a look at the way the Nesiva Shalom presents it, let's take a look. I hope someone sent it around in the group for those who don't have a copy. Ve'ela toldes Yitzchak ben Avram, Avram Holid Es Yitzchak. Hamefarshim oimdim al omroi ve'ela toldes Yitzchak ben Avram. V'shem ma kosuv ben Avram. Shoyedai ba'omra ve'ela toldes Yitzchak. Number one, the question is, why does it have to emphasize that he's ben Avram? The chain, skipping a line, when we do Nesiva Shalom, I'm going to skip every once in a while. The chain, my dichsiv, Avram holidus Yitzchak, lechorah miyusar. Shim kosuv Yitzchak ben Avram, yadina memela shavram holidus Yitzchak. Once we know that's Yitzchak ben Avram, why do you need Avram holidus Yitzchak? What does Rashi famously say? Everybody questioned that whether Yitzchak was really Avram's child. That's how Rashi explains, and the emphasis of Avram Molid Yitzchak is to tell you, no, really Avram was Molid Yitzchak. What I heard from the Amshinov Rebbe Zichron Livrach is an amazing, amazing idea. He said that the Kasha was Alpi Kabbalah, it's the same Kasha and Teretz and the Medrash, but Alpi Kabbalah much deeper. That is, that they wondered Yitzchak and Avram. Yitzchak is the epitome of Gevura, and Avram is Chesed. So it couldn't be that Yitzchak was from Avram, because Chesed and Gvura are antithetical from each other. Comes along the pasuk, Kamash Malon b'chasidus Avram Hayledes Yitzchak, that what comes from Chesed is Gvura. That's what the Rebbe said in his inimitable way. That from Chesed comes Gevura. And Rabbosai, I always mentioned that Reb Chaim Zechusa Yogain Aleinu, here in our Beis Medrash, the worlds of Chasidus and the worlds of the Olam HaYeshivas, B'siyata D'shmaya, will always feel comfortable next to each other. So this Yesod in Chasidus is really the Yesod of the Gedolei Torah, even in the Olam HaYeshivas. Reb Chaim of Brisk Sefer, Chidushi Rabbeinu Chaim Alevi al Rambam, is the prototype, the greatest example of the height of intellectual ruchnius achievement in Torah. There's nothing like it in the last 100 years. Where was that sefer written? That sefer was written in a home that had chesed, that was almost unimaginable chesed. Reb Chaim's son, the Brisker Rav, describes that when he came home, he would usually find a poor person sleeping in his bed. To the point that when the Brisker Rav was older and he wasn't well, his kids saw when he wasn't well, they saw him taking a nap in a chair. They suggested that he goes to his bed. So he told them, no, I'm more comfortable sleeping in a chair, because most of the time I went to sleep, I got used to sleeping in a chair. Sleeping in a bed is not something that I was used to growing up. They say that in Reb Chaim's study, that the Aniyim used to come and sit in Reb Chaim's chair, in his study. So once his son was learning with his father, and he asked him to bring a Gemara. Reb Chaim had asked him to bring a Gemara, and it turned out the Ani was learning, goes with the days, Aniyim also learned Gemara. So the Ani was learning with Reb Chaim's Gemara, the exact Gemara he needed. So he said to him in Yiddish, the Rav darf dem Gemara. He said, the Rav needs this Gemara, that you're sitting in his chair using his Gemara. He said, Azog de Rav, Azizen Asach Gemaras in Beis Medrash. Tell the Rav, there are a lot of Gemaras in the Beis Medrash. Why is he taking my Gemara? He felt so at home. Reb Chaim's living room had Hashavas Aveda signs. In the living room, the Hashavas Aveda signs, because his house is so Pasuach L'Revacha. Eile told us Yitzchak ben Avram, Avram Hoyle des Yitzchak, that from Chesed comes Gevura. The Gadlus in Torah comes Gevura. We're talking about Rav Grunberger's brother-in-law is one of the closest Talmidim of Rav Yashiv. I am absolutely convinced, and this is just Libi Omerli, I don't have the schus of being close to Rav Yashiv like his brother-in-law, or know, or have real insight, but Libi Omerli from the distance, that it's not a coincidence that the semel of Hasmoda and Amelus is a direct connection between the ultimate expression of Chesed. Rav Yashiv's wife was the daughter of Arya Levine. Rav Arya Levine was a tremendous Talmud Chacham, but his Chesed was unparalleled in the history, probably, of all of Medinat Yisrael, the history of the Yishuv in Eretz Yisrael. Rav Arya Levine, and it's that, when you have such Chesed that merges, then in such a case you could have Gvura. Okay, that's what I heard from the Rebbe Zichron Brach. In the next 5 minutes, let's see another beautiful idea how the Nesiva Shalom does it. He says, "V'hine b'be'er Avram nimoran mislanim." So he quotes from one of his ancestors. Maybe devrei hamedrash. Now it's an interesting medrash. Ve'ela told us Yitzchak ha'avos atara lebanim va'abanim atara le'avos. Both the children are crowns for the fathers. Not only are we always emphasize that the ancestors are a crown for the children, but it goes the other way as round. Ha'avos atar lebanim shenemer utferes banim avos. It goes in both directions. Ha'banim ataris la'avos t'ksiv ataris v'kenim b'nei vanim. So it goes in both directions. Now, what is the meaning behind this medrash? So continue on. If you don't have a photocopy, it should be on your phone. V'herich levar divrei medrash. V'kotev dvar. V'hine tchilas avod l'Hashem yisparech. Hilekabel ha'avdus be'emuna u'bebchinas eved. We've spoken about this previously in the context of holy instincts, that the first step in Avodas Hashem is accepting HaKadosh Baruch Hu without necessarily understanding. B'toras Avdus. Dainu agam she'en l'odom shum asog v'tam yase avodaso v'zui Avdus ne'mona. Ma she'en kein tola Avdus pasogas madregos v'argoshes tam ein ze Avdus ne'mona. Torah is sweet. Torah is so special. But that's not the only way and the only reason that we serve HaKadosh Baruch Hu. In fact, the Rebbe is going to argue that the first step has to be with Emuna. The first step has to be Emuna. The first step is not based on the fact that Orthodox lifestyle is the best thing for our children. It's not because Torah tastes sweet. The first step is a avdus of ne'amanus, and that is that we have kabbal HaKadosh Baruch Hu upon ourselves. Al-Kain, three lines from the bottom in the first column. Al-Kain, tzarech lahaskel b'avodas Hashem be'emuna. La'amin sha'avdus shenosan la'adoyim baruch hu hitiku nafshoy v'ikr chiyusay asher l'man yezeh yered la'olam. And of course, that's why we have chukim. We have things that we don't understand. We learned this morning about ruach ra and netilas yadayim. We don't understand what that ruach ra means. We can't see it. We can't feel it. But it's an emanus. And that we pointed out in the past is a very, very extremely important point in chinuch, in terms of giving over to our children. It doesn't start. Chinuch does not start with the intellect. Chinuch starts with the hergel. I read a little bit of a chiddush lately from my Rebbe from Tar Vadas, from his Rebbe, my Rosh Yeshiva, when I was in Tar Vadas. Rav Reisman quotes Rav Pam that the question was, how to most effectively train and teach, most importantly, the word train has a wrong connotation, how to educate children in tefillah. And the question was whether to start slowly in terms of teaching them the meaning of the words. And Rav Pam said the first step is hergel. The first step is that a child knows, like we spoke about that Friday night, a child knows that before they eat, that they speak to HaKadosh Baruch Hu, even if they don't understand. And Rav Pam felt the first step is really hergel, getting used to doing this, and we do it no matter what, and then later, the Havana Satfila is going to come after. Of course, if there isn't Havana that follows, so then that's very, very dangerous. You know, unfortunately, there are communities, the communities that are very, very cut off from the world, the Jewish communities, they tend to emphasize more hergel without understanding. And that can't be as well. There has to be, it has to be followed. We spoke about in Kichapayim, it starts with clean hands, but then it has to follow Var Levav. If it doesn't follow Var Levav, then it could, God forbid, not work. It reminds me, they say, a story, a tragic story. There was a boy from Borough Park who grew up very secluded, and unfortunately he wasn't doing well and he got under bad influences. So he decided he wanted to buy a television. So he went into a store in Borough Park and he said, "Can I buy a television?" And the proprietor said, "It's pasnish for a chassidus shabbat for a television." He says, "I'm not going to sell you." Okay, so he leaves the store. Unfortunately, things didn't get better. And if you don't deal with Uvar Levav, it only gets worse. It doesn't get better. So he goes to a couple weeks later, he goes into another store. And this time, he doesn't look like a Hasidic Shabbater. So, you know, his payas were cut and so on. So he tells the proprietor, can I buy a television? He says to him, it's pasnish for a Hasidic Shabbater, to a television. So he doesn't even look like a Hasidic Shabbater. He's surprised. Unfortunately, 3 weeks later, he doesn't even look religious anymore. He goes into a store and he says, "Can I buy a television?" He says to him again, "It's not appropriate to sell to a Hasidic Shabbater. He doesn't even look Jewish." He says, "Why do you think I'm a Hasidic Shabbater?" He says, "Because you are pointing at the microwave." in that joke is this mussar. That's not enough Niki Chapayim. If you're going to teach Niki Chapayim, eventually he's going to figure out that a microwave is not a television. Eventually he's going to realize a microwave is not a television. Niki Chapayim has to be followed with Uvar Levo. Nachzor l'inyonenu. So there has to be that first step of hergel, but after that step of hergel, it needs to be followed up with something else. V'achar kach. But it's not things that you and I do. You and I, as fathers or as teachers, it's not us. We're just kalim for HaKadosh Baruch Hu. Continue on the next line. V'achar kach, on the second column. V'achar kach nerachim alav Hashem yisbarech. Then afterwards, if we do it with emuna, HaKadosh Baruch Hu has mercy on us. Now to this day, it's one of my kashos in HaKadosh Baruch Hu. I'll be very, very open. It's one of my, what do I mean kashos? It's not a crisis of emunah, but it's one of those paradoxes. I know how sweet Gemara is. And then I see a Talmud who's coming, who's just starting, and he's breaking his head, and it's so hard, and the Aramaic is so foreign, and the Nikud, and it's so difficult. And I, who've been learning it for a while, I'm a little bit more comfortable with the Aramaic. Still, I'm learning for many years, and still, the Aramaic is still on some level foreign to me. But I feel more comfortable. It's not as challenging. It's not as overwhelming. Until you get to the sweetness of the sugya, there's so many barriers until you get to it. And the way HaKadosh Baruch Hu made it is you have to have that leap of emunah. You got to struggle, you got to struggle, you got to struggle. And then later, you're going to get to the sweetness. My kasha is, HaKadosh Baruch Hu, why didn't you make it the opposite? Make it sweet in the beginning to get the boys in and get them the geshmak. And then, once they know that it's geshmak, so then they're gonna be connected to it, even if they feel the obvious. But HaKadosh Baruch Hu made it the opposite. That's the way it is. HaKadosh Baruch Hu made it the opposite way. It has to be that way. It has to be that the first step is emunah and avdus, and then the next step is the sweetness of HaKadosh Baruch Hu's Torah. Three lines from the top in the second column. Shezeh nikra b'china krisus bris. That's what's called the krisus bris. The krisus bris, the Rebbe argues, is that sweetness. V'zeh ha'nemar b'avram u'matzasas levavoy nemen l'fanecha shebetchila ova la'ashem yisparach ve'emunah. Eight lines from the top in the second column, Kuf Nun Gimel. Gam Achar Shekvar Zochel Tainug BaAvoda Ein Avoda Yecholis Kain BeKvius BeDerech Shel Tainug VaHasaga. It's not always going to feel good, even if the taste's good at times, and even if we've reached the Madrega that's not only painful to serve HaKadosh Baruch Hu, it's sweet, but even at that stage, there are going to be times that's going to be difficult. The Rebbe continues, there are times HaKadosh Baruch Hu is going to make it that we wake up in the morning and that we're not going to taste the tainug. And we serve HaKadosh Baruch Hu anyhow, even though it's not sweet. You can't let go of either of them. And what are these two midas? Sheyavod Hashem Yisbarach Hein b'midas ha'ava. That there has to be simultaneously, one can't let go of either one of them. There has to be Ava and Yira together. That is the only way the Avoda remains. The synthesis of both Ava Hashem and Yira Hashem. Eight lines from the bottom. That is Yaakov Avinu, of course, as well known, the Midah of Tveris. Midah Tveris HaKlula, Ava V'Yira. Valkeini Nikra Midas HaEmes. That's a very, very important point. And that is that Emes in Avodas Hashem is only the synthesis between that Ava and that Yira. What is that Ava and that Yira? That is Chesed and Gvura. That's the Chesed of Avram Avinu combined with the Gvura of Yitzhak. Now, of course, in Kabbalah, it's pointed out, and these are stuff that's already above us, but in Kabbalah, it's pointed out that as great as Avram Avinu was, and as great as Yitzhak were, because they were the extremes, they were those midos of Chesed and Gvura, their offspring weren't an entire full expression of spirituality. That from Avram comes, from Chesed, you also have Yishmael, and that from Yitzchak, you also have Esav. It's only when the Av, in other words, Alpi Kabbalah, Midas Ava is somehow connected to Yishmael, Midas Gevura is somehow connected to Yitzchak. It's above, I think, Friday morning breakfast to figure out exactly how that works, but that clearly, we're just stating the facts and just putting it in context. And Yankov Avinu, which is the Midah of Teferes, that Midah of Teferes is the Klivus Hadvarim of both the Chesed and Gevura. The Rebbe goes on, we're already much later than we had thought, the Rebbe goes on to explain, and you could take this home with you, the Rebbe goes on to explain that that is the emphasis of the Eilat Toldos Yitzchak ben Avram, Avram Ha'ilas Yitzchak. Because in order to introduce Yankov Avinu, we need to show that you have Chesed being mashpia on Gvura, in other words, Ava being mashpia on Yira, and vice versa as well. Yira being mashpia on Ava. And that is going to produce Yaakov Avinu. And of course, the lesson in our Avodas Hashem is that on the one hand, we've reached the stage, the breakfast is sweet, the Torah is sweet, and so on, but there are times that's not going to be sweet. There's going to be a morning where there is no breakfast. There's going to be a morning where it's not going to be so easy. And the signs and the arrows are not always pointing in that easy direction. But the way in which we are able ourselves to serve HaKadosh Baruch Hu is when the Ava and the Yira are joined together, and that is our responsibility to our children. Our responsibility to our children is on the one hand to have gevura to seclude them from certain things, that there are certain things that are also nekicha payim. There are certain things that we're not exposed to. Meidach gisa, that's followed with avar levav. It's followed with avas Hashem, a sweetness for serving Hakadosh Baruch Hu, and a sweetness of doing chesed to others, and that ultimately will be mashpia a ledorei doros. A good Shabbos. Say there.